Thanks for tuning in to Homilies at St. Mary's Catholic Center. We're glad you're here. This homily was given by Father Jacob Herleman, Associate Pastor at St. Mary's Catholic Center. Let's listen in.
Unlike the beginnings of the other Gospels, the Synoptics, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, John doesn't begin his account of the good news of God entering into the world, of entering concretely into humanity, with how he first met Jesus, those first words that he hears. He gets to that later. Nor does he begin with Jesus' birth, how it came about, the message of the angel Gabriel to Mary, the birth of John the Baptist. Nor does he have a genealogical proof as to how the birth of this child fulfills all the promises of old, descending from David, from Abraham, and Luke, from God. Rather, he gets straight to the point. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were created through him. This is whose birth we're celebrating today. One who came before time began, eternally begotten of the Father. One of the divine persons in the eternal Trinity came to birth in a barn. In all of his reflections that John has had on this exceptional person that he met, with whom he walked for 3 years, this is perhaps the summation of everything that John has learned of this one named Jesus, tying in everything, the radical humility of God, but more so, love isn't even a strong enough word to describe this reality, this movement, this continual action from God, that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That from this point and forever, God is wedded to humanity. As St. Athanasius says, God became man so that man might become God. He is not afraid of our sin, of our weakness, of the messes of our lives, of humanity in general. Proof, he was born in a stable, the King of Kings, the one before whom angels, all powers in heaven, on earth, and under the earth bow, was born in mud. And so too, whatever situation we find ourselves in, good or bad, God is not afraid to meet us right there, to love us right there. But he loves us to rescue us, to bring us out of every suffering, every pain, every sin, every death, by entering straight into the heart of it. There's a long, unbroken line that starts from this moment, runs all the way through the cross and into the resurrection, that he is the life of the world, and the darkness has not, will not, cannot overcome the light that is he. No longer does God rely on a system of mediators, of prophets, of psalmists, seers, sages, to relate to his people how to draw closer to him, how to respond to the words that he proposed in days of old, nor to express the inexhaustible care, concern, desire that he has for each of us. But now he does so personally, in a way that the only way that we can understand. This love that is not simply one of words or of, beautiful phrases, but he shows us just how much he wants to be part of our lives. What better way to do that than being one of us? This work of salvation, which began 2,000 years ago in a town of Bethlehem, of this unimaginable act, this is simply the beginning. Of course, chronologically, we know then for the next 33 years that Christ walked on this earth, he will teach many things, work many wonders, die, be raised from the dead, and has not departed since. His presence in his church, his presence in the tabernacle, but his presence in each and every one of us. God became man so that man might become God. What is not worth selling to obtain this pearl, this treasure, this life? How is it that we live the incarnation? It's living in us through our baptism. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit reside in the very center of our souls. When we break that relationship with him, when we choose not to respond in love to those gifts that he's given us, we return to confession. Yes, confessing our sins, but confessing as well that God has that power to remake us into his children, that sin is not definite. Death is not the end. And we receive that life through the Eucharist, whose birthday we celebrate today. My brothers and sisters, Christ is born for us today. God is born for us today. Nothing stands any longer between us and our Creator, our Lover. This is the reality that underpins every other reality, more sure than gravity. Christ Jesus has known us, has chosen us, has become one of us. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening. We pray that this homily brought you closer to Christ and his church. To learn more about St. Mary's mission to form apostles for the church and the world, please visit aggiecatholic.org today. Thanks, God bless, and giggle.